Message number 12. Cast all doubts aside. Tuesday, November 16, 2010 at 23:00. Write this, my daughter. The doubts creeping into your mind are to be expected. Yes, you are being tempted to turn your head, but he, the deceiver, will never win you from me. My beloved daughter, you are stronger than you think, because very few chosen souls would be able to deal with this great sacred request in the way that you have. It takes courage to deal with the way in which I communicate with you. You did not run away cowering in fear. You knew right from the first that this was a divine communication from the highest and most holy hierarchy. You are going to experience extra enlightenment shortly, which will cast all your doubts away. When this happens, your mind will open up more to receive these special graces, which must be bestowed to fill you with the courage and determination needed to help bring about this prophecy. Yes, my daughter, much to your astonishment, you are the chosen one to fulfill the prophecies contained in the book of John to prepare mankind for the cleansing which is to unfold shortly. Once the fear, hesitation, and uncertainty leaves you, my beloved daughter, you will rise and complete this very special task that I ask of you. Now do as I say. You are to recite my divine mercy at 3 o'clock each day to help save souls. You must continue to recite the rosary given to the world by my most precious mother, who is to work with me to prepare for my second coming on this earth. Many souls are lost to me now, with more and more being snatched from me daily by the evil one. They cannot be taken from me. Please help me save their poor souls. Cast all doubts aside. Just remember your task. Help open their eyes to enable them to redeem themselves in the eyes of my eternal Father. If you can just keep thinking of the final outcome, you will understand why this is important and why it is a calling made from the pure love I hold for all my children in my heart. Think of it like this. The love of a devoted parent knows no bounds. If one child strays and walks the path of doom, the heartbreak and distress caused and felt by the parent is like a sword piercing the heart. Any parent that loves their children will endeavor to fight for them to the end. They never give up, ever. So it is with me. I will do everything in my divine power without interfering with man's free will to turn their hearts back to my sacred heart. You, my daughter, will help me do this. I don't need to remind you of the need for obedience and complete abandonment to me. This is the calling for which you have been chosen. Take up your sword now. You have to fight side by side with your divine Savior in one last attempt to bring about the salvation of all my children before the day of judgment. Go now in peace and love to receive my body today. Your loving Savior, Jesus Christ.